Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Chris Tuff is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and Chris is the author of The Millennial Whisperer. I encourage you to check it out. It's a very interesting book, The Practical Profit Focus Playbook for Working With and Motivating the World's Largest Generations. That motivating thing, that's a big word there, Chris, motivating millennials. You can't motivate people till you get their attention. And sometimes, and we're talking, folks, about Gen Y, the millennials. We love them. We have to say, Chris, right out of the box, we want people to know that we love them. If I didn't care about them, I wouldn't employ them. I wouldn't give them a check. I wouldn't take the time to raise them while I try to work with them. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of my favorite quotes since publishing the book is millennials aren't the problem. They just expose all the problems. And if you look at some of the things and what they're looking for, especially in leaders, I mean, number one, what they're looking for in leaders is inspirational leadership. Two, they're looking for authenticity. They're looking for transparency. And they're looking for a real purpose that's bigger than the bottom line and profit margin.
There is one element to what you're saying there, Chris, though, that's important to point out. They don't always get to decide about those things that you just said that they are looking for. Sometimes what they're looking for is it's a dream, it's a unicorn, whatever.
Yeah.
The reality of the marketplace, which is eating you alive. Now, I'm not saying authenticity should have 29 different definitions, but sometimes they come to the marketplace, and they've got this unicorn idea of how things ought to be, and you've got really good managers who aren't unicorns, and they're not going to be.
Yeah.
And sometimes millennials, I see them bow up like, well, if I can't have it the way I want it, then you know I'm not gonna participate. And sometimes, when I showed up in the marketplace, I looked around, and if I didn't like something, I had to say, okay, well, I guess I better deal with that, not try to make it in my own image. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true, and it's also why I implore on any leaders of millennials, some of the things I call it the pinfestation of a generation, the fact that a lot of these, and even some of ourselves, we live these lives in social media, and we think that perfection is a reality, and it's not. And so what I do, I sit down with and implore all of the millennial leaders out there to do is I introduce them to my 70-30 rule. And my 70-30 rule is 30% of your job is not going to be fun. It's going to be stuff that you're not passionate about. What I'll do is I'll say, here's your job description. Let's figure out what's in your 30%, what's in your 70%.
I call that the diaper changing part of our job.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And then I think there's certain places that we need to adapt. And, one of those places that I think we need to really work on as leaders and start going more their way is, around connection. And I think, generally speaking, there's always been this idea in the marketplace that you can't be friends with your boss or, one of the more contentious things I say is, like, follow all your people on social media. So when you come in on a Monday, you can create that connection and say, man, it looks like you had a great weekend at that fair or that that concert you went to or that dog you adopted is so cute. And what that does is it creates the connection, I think, that this generation is really yearning for that hasn't necessarily been in place.
The only thing I'm concerned about that, Chris, I hear what you're saying, but I asked some of my millennial employees once, they were both millennial young ladies, and I said, I have a feeling that the interruptions of the workday by social media of millennials is epidemic in America. And they said, you're not wrong, sir.
Yeah.
So the more you tend to I mean, they got the phone. They have their watches that every time there's a new tweet, it alerts them that there's a new tweet, and it distracts them. I mean, this is something we have to deal with, isn't it?
It is, and I think it's something that's up to us as leaders to help them with. And, you know, I've brought in meditation coaches. I've, you know, we have rules in a lot of our meetings or dinners where you have to stack your phone as you go into that meeting.
Right.
So you're not using it. And they can't help it, and a lot of people can't help it. Look around us. And so it's up to
us. Yeah, you're right about that. It's not just millennials. I mean, I see it all the time, and I'm not going to say I haven't been guilty of it myself, but you're right about that. But one of the things that I try to tell millennials, Chris, and I'll give you the last thoughts, two things. Number one, listen to your boss's stories. Your boss's stories, the people who are older than you've been around, listen to their stories with interest. Because there's something you can learn there, number one. Number two, learn how to be more grateful for what you have. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I think gratitude is the foundation of any successful life. And I totally agree with you. I also think, you know, there's a few things that we can put into place, and what my book is all about, that will change the game for you. And, you know, whether that be incorporating more reward and recognition, whether that be creating
giving everybody a trophy, Chris? I'm sorry, I couldn't resist that. Hey, Chris, will you come back?
No.
Good job today. Will you come
back?
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, good job. Absolutely. We'll see you next time. Chris Tough, ladies and gentlemen, he's the author of the book, The Millennial Whisperer. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.